Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. Today, we're unpacking the much-anticipated launch of Fedora Linux 44, officially released on April 27, 2026. This release marks a huge milestone for the Fedora project, bringing sweeping updates and feature enhancements to a wide range of users. Fedora Linux has always had a reputation for pushing the envelope in open source technology, and version 44 is certainly no exception. Let's begin by looking at some of the most prominent desktop environments benefiting from this release, starting with Fedora Workstation 44. Fedora Workstation now ships with GNOME 50, the latest installment of this popular desktop environment. GNOME 50 delivers major upgrades in accessibility and usability, reflecting feedback from both new and seasoned users. This new version introduces a robust digital well-being initiative, featuring native parental controls for the first time. This means families concerned with screen time can now manage and monitor digital habits straight from their Fedora workstation environment. Accessibility improvements also include better screen reading, color management features, and enhanced remote desktop support. These changes make it easier for users with diverse needs to interact with Fedora in a way that's both secure and user-friendly. Core applications haven't been left out either, with significant performance and usability improvements in the document viewer and file manager. Whether you're just browsing files or working with complex documents, you'll notice faster load times and a smoother interface all around. Next up is Fedora KDE Plasma Desktop 44, which now features Plasma 6.6, bringing along a suite of enhancements for KDE fans. Notably, there's a new Plasma login manager, designed to make the login experience more secure and visually streamlined. Plasma setup, the revamped installation tool, guides users through configuring their system, whether they're new to Linux or seasoned experts. Other upgrades include support for customizable global themes, per-application volume controls, and Wi-Fi configuration through QR codes, adding convenient new ways to connect to your networks. There have also been big improvements to the on-screen keyboard, which now offers enhanced accessibility for touch and tablet users. All in all, Plasma 6.6 melds a modern aesthetic with usability improvements that make Fedora KDE a joy to use. Meanwhile, Fedora Asahi Remix 44 has arrived, with dedicated support for Apple Silicon, making Fedora a strong contender for Mac users looking to embrace open source. This release rolls together the best of Fedora Workstation and KDE Plasma, plus tailor-made tweaks for Apple devices such as a refined Plasma setup tool specifically adapted for the hardware. For those seeking a minimal setup, Fedora Asahi Remix provides both GNOME and Slim image options, all while ensuring upgrade compatibility with previous versions. This makes it easier than ever for users to keep their systems current, no matter which hardware or desktop experience they prefer. But the story doesn't end with traditional desktops. The Fedora 44 release strengthens support for so-called atomic desktops as well. Variants like Silver Blue, Kinoite, Sway Atomic, Budgie Atomic, and the new Cosmic Atomic all carry forward Fedora's tradition of flexibility and stability. These Atomic editions use an immutable design, providing a safer, more reliable environment, ideal for workstation and developer use. One of the standout developments in Atomic desktops is the debut of secure, bootable container images, featuring support for fully verified boot chains using Secure Boot and UEFI. This enables advanced users and enterprise environments to adopt Fedora Atomic safely, boosting confidence in their system's integrity from the bootloader all the way to the desktop. Fedora's expansive test images and support for verified boot underline its commitment to a more secure open source future, especially as cyber threats continue to evolve. One truly compelling element of Fedora 44 is its future-forward embrace of AI, all without sacrificing user security or privacy. This is made possible through modular snap packages, which allow users to pick and choose local AI features that fit their workflow. Text-to-speech capabilities have expanded, giving users better tools for accessibility, as well as productivity. Cameras now support advanced AI-based features like automated framing and background blur directly on the device with local inference. Importantly, this all happens with open-weight models, following a similar movement seen at Canonical, with Ubuntu, and at AMD. By delivering AI features locally through Snap modules and not depending on cloud services, Fedora ensures user data remains private and protected from outside surveillance. As the broader tech industry looks for ways to balance AI's convenience with privacy, Fedora has clearly chosen a path that respects the rights of its users. Speaking of privacy, It's impossible to ignore the current conversations around surveillance and legislative reform in technology. Recent debates over the Foreign Intelligence Accountability Act have reignited concerns about data monitoring and judicial oversight. Many open source communities, Fedora included, have responded by doubling down on privacy-first design and transparent security features. Critics argue that the proposed act does not go far enough in safeguarding the digital rights of everyday citizens, prompting calls for stronger oversight. Fedora's approach, building privacy by design and backing open standards, shows a clear commitment to resisting overreach and supporting legislative reforms that value user trust. These developments are more than just technical tweaks. They reflect a wider shift in how open source responds to society's growing demand for digital autonomy. Shifting gears, let's look at how Fedora 44 guides its user base through what could otherwise be a daunting update process. Whether you're a seasoned Fedora user or a first-timer, moving to Fedora 44 is straightforward. Updates are delivered seamlessly through GNOME software and command line tools alike. New users can also do a fresh install by grabbing the latest ISOs from Fedora's official mirrors. Comprehensive release notes and dedicated user guides have been made available, and there's extra attention for additions like Fedora Silver Blue, which depend on atomic rollbacks for recovery if things go sideways. These guides aim to make the switch as effortless as possible. Regardless of your technical confidence level, the Fedora project is, as always, powered by a passionate and collaborative community of contributors, from developers to advocates and end users. Every release, including Fedora 44, is a testament to the power of open source when enthusiasts from around the world pool their skills for a common cause. The community's commitment to continuous improvement is clear in the polish and stability seen throughout this release. From casual users to advanced developers and system admins, Fedora strives to deliver an accessible and powerful platform, meeting the needs of diverse groups while evolving rapidly in the open source landscape. In many ways, Fedora's model, open, community-driven, and privacy-conscious, stands as a blueprint for the broader open source ecosystem. Let's zoom out a bit and talk about the industry context shaping these developments. Microsoft recently announced a significant revision in its strategic partnership with OpenAI, a move which has rippled through the technology sector. The main headline is an end to revenue sharing payments and a transition towards a more open, non-exclusive arrangement. This shift underscores a broader phenomenon where companies seek to diversify AI partnerships, ensuring more open access to innovations and optimizing their service offerings for end users. In this context, Fedora's embedding of local AI through community-driven models and modular packages aligns with the industry trend towards decentralized, privacy-anchored approaches to artificial intelligence. By allowing users to opt into exactly the AI features they want and keeping data on the device, Fedora offers a responsible blueprint for integrating smart features without exposing personal information. Looking ahead, it's likely that this model of user-centric, locally-driven AI will spread across other distributions and perhaps commercial operating systems too. Fedora's forward-thinking approach could very well shape sector best practices for years to come. So whether you're running Fedora Workstation, experimenting with atomic variants, or eyeing the Asahi Remix for your shiny new MacBook, Fedora 44 brings something fresh to the table for everyone. The design philosophy is clear: reliable updates, inclusive feature sets, enhanced privacy, and superior AI features. With robust documentation and a vibrant user community, Fedora not only makes these features accessible, but actively encourages feedback and collaboration for the next wave of innovation. If you're interested in contributing, now's a fantastic time, as the Fedora community is always looking to welcome new voices and ideas. One thing that truly stands out in Fedora 44, and indeed the ethos of the Fedora project, is its unwavering stance on user privacy. In an age of ubiquitous cloud computing and ever-increasing surveillance, prioritizing user trust and the fundamental right to privacy is more crucial than ever. Building privacy-respecting features and collaborating with broader open-source efforts, Fedora positions itself at the heart of a movement towards a more just, secure tech future. Another vital takeaway from this release is the consistency with which Fedora balances performance improvements and feature innovation with long-term support and reliability. That's a feat achieved only through strong community collaboration, careful upstream partnerships, and transparent, open governance. Fedora sets a shining example for project communities everywhere: thoughtful, responsive progress that truly puts the user at the center of development. In closing, Fedora Linux 44 has raised the bar once again for what an open-source platform can deliver in terms of performance, usability, and user trust. With innovations in the desktop experience, the seamless onboarding of local AI powered by community-driven solutions, and continued vigilance regarding privacy and surveillance, Fedora is both a pioneer and a guardian in the open source world. Stay tuned for more updates on open source milestones and industry developments, right here on Open Source News Elements, brought to you by Element.fm. Thanks for listening.